Okay, we're picking up five lines from the top of Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. We're on the Mishnah. So again, we mentioned before that in order to be Chayav Achatas, in order for a person to violate the Din D'Oraisa of carrying from one Rishus to another Rishus, from one domain to another domain, a person had to do something of the shear that was Chashiv, and the item has to be Chashiv. Meaning, it had to be the shear for most things like Gregaris of a fig, and also, you needed to have also the quality of something that actually was something that people are fit to store, and that's what we mentioned before. Now the Mishnah is going to discuss things that were common that were specific shear of what each and everything is going to be, and the Mishnah is going to start with animal food. So says the Mishnah, Amotzi Tevin, someone who carries out straw, Kimlo Pipar, the shear is going to be as much as a mouth of a cow. That's the shear of someone who's going to carry this thing because it's commonly eaten by cows, so therefore that is going to be the shear. If someone is carrying Eitzah, which the Gemara is going to discuss, what is this? Eitzah is Kimelo Pi Gamal, is going to be the shear as a camel's mouthful. And because it's larger, because Rashi says it's only, it's a bigger shear because the camel eats it, and therefore a camel's eating it, that is a larger shear, you would not be chayav on the shear of a Melo Pi Para as much of a cow's mouthful, which is smaller. Now, if someone is carrying Amir. So you're having Amir, so then it's going to be, which is a straw specifically, seems to be the stalks of the straw, so this is different than the Tevin, which is just the actual regular straw. Kimlo pi tale. It's going to be as much as a mouth of a lamb. Asavim, if someone is carrying out grass, again, these are all animal foods, kimlo pi gdi. As much as a baby goat. Ale shum v'ale betzalim. And if you have garlic leaves or onion leaves, lachim, then it's going to be krogeres. If they are moist, they're wet, which Rashi says that they're mean, that means that they're able to be consumed by humans, that they're, then it's something that is more, apparently it's more fresh, then it's going to be the size of a krogeres, which is a fig. Yevishim kimlo pigdi. However, if they're dry, which is no longer going to be shayach for a human, then it's going to be the shear of a gdi, the shear of a baby goat. And the different things that we just mentioned, all the different amounts, are not going to be combined with one another to have the shear. The Gemara is going to discuss this. Because they're different shearim. One is the size of a cow. A pipara is different than a pigamal, so they don't combine for the shear. The Gemara is going to discuss what permutations they do and do not combine. Now the Gemara first starts off asking, we quoted Eitzah, we don't know that is. So Gemara asks, my Eitzah, what is Eitzah? So it says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Tevan, Shalmine, Kidneys. It's the straw of different types of legumes, that's what an Eitzah is. So the Gemara now says, Kiyasa Rav Dimin. So when Rav Dimin came, Amar, he said the following, Hamotzi Tevan, Kimlo Pipara Legamal. If someone carries out straw as much as a mouthful for a camel, so what you've done over here is you carried out the amount to feed a camel that's larger than that of a cow, Rashi says. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chaya, Rabbi Yochanan says you're going to be Chaya, Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Amar Pata, Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish says you are going to be Pata. The Gemara is going to analyze this. The Gemara now says, but before that, the Gemara says, Be'ortam Rabbi Yochanan. This is what Rabbi Yochanan said in the base midrash at nighttime when they were learning the sugya. However, Letzaf Radabe, he had time to think it over at nighttime when he came back home, and then in the morning said, by the way, I have been mistaken, I retract my opinion, I did not mean to say that. So the Gemara now says, explaining Rabbi Yosef is now going to explain why did Rabbi Yochanan change his mind. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Shapir Avidahad, Rav Yosef says it makes sense that Rabbi Yochanan retracted his earlier shita because this measurement of straw that we're discussing, that's not fit for a camel. So therefore, it makes sense that if you took it out to feed a camel, you're going to be putter from the punishment. So the Gemara argues. The Gemara says, Abaye says no. It makes more sense to assume the way that you said originally, Rabbi Yochanan said that you're going to be chayav. Why? Dechazi lepi para. Because this is fit for a cow, and Rashi says, therefore it's a sheer chashuv. It's an important, it's a shear that we see is shear, you're giving, since you're bringing it for your camel, who cares? You have brought out the shear for a cow, then for sure you should be chayav. So even if you're using it for, it's significant, even if you're using it for a purpose other than feeding the cow, it shows that it's chashuv. So therefore, it should be chayav. So the Gemara says, "Ela kiyasa Ravin Amar Amotzi Tevan Kimlo Pipara Legama." So rather, if Ravin came, it's so rather where the Gemara Abaye comes, and now is going to amend how the dispute was actually formulated. He says that someone who carries out straw as much as the shear of a cow's mouthful for a camel, dekuli amalo pligi dechayav. Everyone's going to agree that you're going to be chayav. Rashi says because you have a shear that's chazi for a para, it's fit for it's fit for a cow, so therefore everyone's going to agree, it's something chashuv, then everyone's going to be chayav. Kipligi, where they disagree is b'motzi Eitza kimlo pipara lepara. They're disagreeing in the case of someone who carries out the shear of a legume as much of a cow's mouth for a cow. So over here, that meaning that normally the shear of the eitza we said before is generally going to be a shear for the camel. So if you bring out the shear for a cow, so maybe it should be going to be a machlokes. And the Gemara says that it's actually for ipcha itmer. This is actually the machlokes is in reverse of who's machmer and who's mekel. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Pater. Rabbi Yochanan, we said in the first version was going to be machmer. He said chayev. Here he's saying pater. And Rish Lakish says it's going to be chayev. And now Ravin explains the two shitas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Pater achila ideat chak losh me achila. Rabbi Yochanan holds that you're pater because someone who's eating. Because his needs is necessity, and it's ayirat chak, it's under duress, it's under a situation where he's stuck, then that is not called achila, and is not going to be chayev. However, Rish Lakish says chayev, achila ayirat chak, shmei achila, because eating under the case of duress, where you're stuck, then that is considered eating. Tosfos just point out that this would be the machlokas. The Gemara says, though, with regards to Bava Kama, that achila ayirat chak for nezikin clearly is. So Tosfos says it must be that there are different dinim for different things. We see that clearly when it comes to when it comes to Hilchos Nezikin. On Yom Kippur also, when someone's eating or karbanos, eating achila de'er chak is going to be considered, when you're eating when you're full, it's not considered eating. So we have apparently different sugyas that would not necessarily be the same, you can't make the same askana. So we have achila by Yom Kippur de'er chak is lo shme achila. Achila when it comes to bava kama is shme achila. And here's machlokes. So apparently when to compare the cases is not 100% clear. Okay, so that's what we have, this machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Now the Mishnah continues. The Mishnah said, Amir kimlo pi tale, that when it came to straw, the stalks of the straw, it's going to be much as of the mouth of a lamb. So the Mishnah Gemara asks, Vatana, but taught in the Brisa Kirgogaris, it's going to be the size of a fig. So Gemara says, Idiv idi chad shiruhu, that really they're going to be the same amount, that the shear of a mouth of a lamb and the shear of a fig is going to be the same. So Tosfos asks, why don't you just say that in the Mishnah, just tell us the shear gogeres that we know is the regular shear. So Tosfos says, no, we wanted to teach you why we got to the shear of a gogeres. Like, otherwise I would have no idea why it's the shear of a fig. It's a shear of the fig because the chiddush is that is the shear of a mouth of a lamb. The mouth of the lamb, that's how I know because that's what a lamb normally eats. So once I know a lamb normally eats it, oh, I should know that that's the shear of a gogeres of a fig. Okay, now continuing the Mishnah says, Alei, analyzing the Mishnah, Alei shum v'alei betzalim. So now, lachim kergeres veveshim kelpo begdi veim estarfin elam neishav lebesherets. The Mishnah said that if you have garlic leaves or onion leaves, if they are moist, then they're going to be the size of a fig, and if they are dry, then the size of a baby goat. So now the Gemara says. One more line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah also said that they can't be combined because they are different shirim. There are different sizes for each thing, right? The size of a goat is different than the size of a cow, and the size of a cow is different than the size of a camel. You can't combine them. Now the Gemara qualifies that. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, ein mitzdarfin l'chamer shavim. They can't combine only for the more machmir one of them. Avam mitzdarfin l'kalshman. They can combine for the more lenient one. They can combine. So what does that mean? So Rashi gives us the example to make it a little bit easier. Rashi says, if you have tevin, if you have straw, which is the shear, we saw that when it comes to tevin, that's melo pipara, the amount of a cow, that is going to be mitzdarif im eitza. That could be mitzdarif in eitza, which is the size of a shear of which is the size of a gamal, which is the size of a camel, lahashlim pi gamal, to be mashlim, the shear of a gamal, because that is the more lenient shear is considered the kal shebehem. So it can be, the size of a cow can be mashlim the size of a camel, because that is the bigger shear. However, the size of a shear, the eitza, the size of the when it comes to this legume, it's not going to be mitzdarif with the teven, with the straw, in order to be mashlim, in order to complete the shear of a cow, because that's considered the more machmir version. That is, we don't go like the machmir one, only going to be mashlim the mikil one. So the Gemara asks a kasha. Gemara says v'chol de lo shave b'sharein mi mitzdarfin. But is it really true that things that have different measures, different measurements, when over here when it comes to camel size and that size, do they really combine together to make one shir v'atnan? The Mishnah told us habeged shlosha al shlosha. When it comes to a minimum size cloth, we had this Gemara a few times already. Minimum size cloth, that's 3x3 tfachim. The 3x3 is the minimum shear. When it comes to, right, zav, zav, anida, yoled, it's the four tumas that if they touch something, if they sit on something, it's going to become an ava tuma, it's going to remain as an ava tuma. They're considered ava tuma. There, it's one of the exceptions. Usually an ava tuma always touches something, makes it a rishonal tuma. The Torah's mechadish, that if they touch things, that anything that's considered, that's something that they sit upon, as moshav, tome moshav, they're going to become tuma midras. And Tumas Midrash, Tumas Moshav. So when it comes to this cloth, the Zav Sitzin, it has to be something that's a minimum shear of what's considered a cloth, and that we said is 3x3. However, when it comes to Hasak, is 4x4. The minimum shear of a sack is going to be 4x4. Ve'or, Chamisha, Chamisha, and a hide is going to be 5x5 tefachim. And Mapatz, Shisha, Shisha, Met is going to be 6x6 tefachim. V'tani Allah, and the Braisa taught us concerning this, the Braisa says, Ha'beged v'asak, that the cloth and the sack and the sack, the sack of the or, and the sack and the or, ha or va mapets and the hide and the mat, mit starfim zayim zek, combined with one another, can complete the minimum shear of tumah. So meaning that Rashi points out that they complete the minimum shear of a sack, let's say. So then, v'amar Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon explaining why would that be, he explained, matam, he explained what's the reasoning for that, he says, because, bimnei shiruin l'tamei Moshe, because they are fit together to become tamei through sitting on them. Meaning that if someone combined these materials, Rashi says, these two materials, you can use them together to make a mule saddle, then, therefore, since they can come together, they're gonna be, you can make such a patch for this mule, then even one tefach by one tefach, they can become combined over here to make the shear of tumah. So the Gemara now analyzes what Reb Shimon says. The Gemara says, "Taima deru'in letame Moshe." The reason that these materials can combine is because they are fit to become tame through sinning. However, what would aval ein ru'in letame Moshe? However, if they were not fit to become tame through sinning, then lo, they would not be able to combine together. So why then should be there different when it comes to the animal food that they should be allowed to be to come together? No animal would eat the other food of the other animal. Meaning a cow does not eat a camel's food, and a camel doesn't eat a cow's food. So then they're considered different shurim. They're different measurements. They should not be combined together. Here there was a common denominator of the fact that they're a royal tame moshav. When it comes to Hilchas Shabbos, you don't have any common denominator. The Gemara says now, Amar Rava hachanami chazya ledugma. Rava says that here too, the different types of animal food are fit for a person could use to show it in his, to showcase it in his storefront. Rashi says that if a person is showcasing them together, you put it in the window, you're showing them what type of animal food you sell in your store, and you dafka want to put them together in order that people, so they don't blow away. So since you put them together for that purpose, therefore they can come together to have the shear, the more lenient shear that really are, have a common denominator for make them, they're considered shear and shavin, they're considered a common denominator when it comes to their measurements. So now, just an important note that this halacha of shear and shavin actually comes up lamaisa for inyan bracha achrona. For inyan bracha achrona, so the Magen Avraham paskins that let's say a person, we know that if it comes to shtia, when it comes to drinking, you need to have a revius, which let's go to Moshe's revius, is around 3.5 ounces. So if you have a revius, then you make a bracha achrona b'rei nefashos. But let's say I'm eating a potato, the shear of a potato is kazayas. So let's say I have an ounce and a half of a drink of water, and I also have half a kazayas of a potato. Can those two be mitzarei for a bracha achrona? The Magen Avraham, he writes that they are not mitztarif, and he has a raya from Hilchos Yom Kippur that the two do not mitztarif. However, the Mishnah Berurah says maybe Yom Kippur is fundamentally different. So now Rav Moshe, in defending the Magen Avraham, says forget about that sugya by Yom Kippur. He brings our Gemara. He says when it comes, we see that there's a concept of shir and shavin, they're not mitztarif. And that should be the same thing with bracha achrona, and the same thing with bracha achrona, that when you have a shir of vias, it's completely different than a shir of a kazayah. So he says I think that's the ikar reason we should follow the Magen Avraham. He defends the Magen Avraham for this raya from our Gemara, that when it comes to shirin are being different, he says that here too, when it comes to drinking and eating, they're different shirim. He thinks he would not be mitzarif for bracha achrona as the Magen Avraham had tainted, even though the Mishnah Berurah had his kasha on the Magen Avraham. So very important halacha ma'aseh came up from shirim shavin when it came to this over here. Okay, continuing the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Amotzi ochlim kigrogeretz chayav," that if you carry out food, the size of a fig, you're going to be chayav. You're going to be chayav on Shabbos. Darfin zayim zeh, and the foods can combine with one another because they have the same shear. Neish shear of insharim, because as we mentioned before, they have the same shear, the same measure. They're all the size of a fig, and therefore all foods can combine. Now the Mishnah continues. Chutz miklipasan, except for their shells, because their shells are not the food. Rashi says therefore they're not going to count towards the minimum shear. Vigarnan and their pits, vuktayan and their stems, visuban and the coarse bran, which Rashi says that this is the type of wheat kernel which falls off when the wheat is pounded out. Okay, and morsnan and the fine bran, which is the type of thing when it's turned into a flour already and the flour is sifted. Rabbi Yehuda Omer chutz miklipi adashin. Rabbi Yehuda says, just clarifying when it comes to shells, that all of them are not going to be combined to the shears except for the shells of lentils, which are going to be part of the shear of carrying out on Shabbos. Why? Shemizbash lo shimayin, because they are cooked with the lentils and therefore they're edible, and something that's edible is going to be but starif to the shear. Now the Gemara asks on the Mishnah, the Gemara says, V'suba n'morsa n'lomit starfin. But the coarse bran and the fine bran that we mentioned in the Mishnah, they're not going to be able to combine to make a minimum shear to be chayav on Shabbos. But we learn in the Mishnah in Chala, chameshes revias chamech v'od. 5 quarters of a cob of flour and a little bit more chayav on b'chala. Then when it comes to the shear of chala is the din. D'oraisa, that a person has to separate a portion of his dough to the kohen. That's given, that portion is known as chala and has the same dinim as truma. And it has to have at least 1 1/4 kav in order to be chayav in chala. So now when it comes to this 1 1/4 kav of chala, the Mishnah tells you that it's going to be obligated in chala, and you could be mitzdarif, hein v'sub and morstan. Their coarse bread and their fine bread are all going to combine in order to get to this shear for chala. So we see they combine them for the shear of chala. So these two things combine for the shear of chala. So why should it not combine for the Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Abay Amar, shekin ani ochal pitav isa blusa. Because a poor person will, in fact, have his bread made of this material over here. He would have it of this this dough that's not refined at all. Since he would eat it, it's going to be mitzari for the shear of challah because it's something that has it's lechem aretz, it's considered bread. However, in Shabbos, it's not considered. Rashi says not considered chashav enough in order to be taken out, and therefore, since it's not generally eaten, we make a chiluk between Shabbos and between challah. The Mishnah also says now analyzing Rabbi Yehuda Omer chutz miklipei adashim is bashal b'zemer. He said except for the shells of lentils, which are going to be combined. The Gemara says adashim in plano. It's implied that Rabbi Yehuda said only it's going to apply to lentils. That implies that it's not going to apply to beans. But then the Gemara asked about Tanya. It was taught in a braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer chutz miklipei polim vadashim. Rabbi Yehuda said both shells and beans. So Rabbi Yehuda seems to say that beans also are going to be combined for the shear with their shells to combine for the minimum shear. If someone takes it on Shabbos to be chayav. So the Gemara answers lokasha habecharati ha beatiki. There's no difficulty when we're talking about the braisa is referring to new beans. Then in that case, they're going to be edible, therefore they're going to count to the minimum shear of the outside. However, the old ones are going to be we're not going to count the shells. The Gemara asks, "Atikim my time alo." So what's the reason that we assume that old beans aren't going to combine for the shear? The Gemara answers, "Rabbi, opnation nearing kizvuvim bekahara," because when you have this old bean, it looks going to look like you have flies there, which looks very gross. So people don't want it to have there. Everyone takes it off. Therefore, it's not considered edible, and therefore it's not going to be something that's mistarif to the shear. And with that, we finish Hadanalach kal gadol, Hadanalach kal gadol, Hadanalach klal gadol. So now we're going to continue the next parak of Amotziyain. We're basically just going to pick off this whole parak. The whole duration of the parak is going to discuss different in Yanim. What is the shear? What's the minimum shear that's going to be liable for carrying? And someone's going to be chayav for carrying in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And like things that are when things have multiple purposes, the Gemara is going to analyze what different purposes everything has. Like what do we go after? Do we go after the function that we use for most of the time? Some of the time, what's bistarif? And basically, continuing the discussion that we've picked up from this mission, this last amud over here is basically going to be the hemshech of the duration of the parak. It's not such a very long parak. I think it's like 6 plot. So that is the hemshech of this parak. Now the Mishnah says. Mishnah says, "Amotzi yain." Someone who carries out wine, kedei mezigas hakos, it's going to be chayav if there's enough to mix that cup with it, in order to make a shear of a person. The amount that the pure wine, when mixed with the proper amount of water, is going to be drinkable. We're going to get to that. Remember that wine used to be extremely strong, not like nowadays. They use a really, really strong wine that you'd have to dilute in order to make it drinkable. So that amount is going to be discussed in the Gemara. Chalav, when it comes out, how much milk you have to take, kedei gemiyah, enough to swallow, which the Ram Perish Mishnayas assumes that this is one single gulp. That's it. And Tosis, however, assume that it's melo lugmav, that it's a cheekful. Then a different shear, what exactly this amount of milk is. Dvash, when it comes to honey, kedei litin hakasis. When it comes to dvash, it's the amount of a kasis. Rashi has two explanations of what a kasis is. One is that it's a type of blister that's on the animals, like horses and camels. And the other explanation Rashi has is type of scrape on the back of someone's hand or leg. That's enough. If you put it on that, that would be the amount. Shemen. When it comes to oil, kidei lasuch erakat in order to anoint yourself with on your small limb, mayim water kidei lasuch emes akilor enough to rub it against rub it on a bandage. To rub it on a bandage, that's a shear or shor kolamashkim revius, and all other liquids are going to be a revius. And this revius is larger than the previous shear that we mentioned. All that when it comes to chalav and all those dvash, those are things that are smaller than a shear of revius. And revius is a machlokas for all of kolatzer klu whatever we have revius and kiddush and all those things. The big machlokas nowadays in the post game. Rav Moshe had a shear of sarsen chak, I think like around 3.3. There's Rav Moshe's general shear, which I mentioned before, and chazanish is even more than 5 ounces. The chazanish generally for dim daraisa, so those they're going to be those are machmir on the shear of revius of the chazanish. But everyone has to ask their post, like, what they hold is revius. And all And when it comes to all wastewater, is also going to be, the Gemara is going to discuss this as well. Okay? And then the Mishnah says, Vaiter, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kulan Berevius. Rabbi Shimon says that the minimum share of all of these things that mentioned in the Mishnah is going to be Berevius, Velo, Nemro, Koloshim, Elo, Lamatzniyam. That the smaller share is only given for someone who is storing them. As we saw before, Rabbi Shimon says that we don't go after, necessarily to every person, but so we only go after the smaller share is only going to go after we go after the guy himself who is deciding to use this thing. And even according to Rabbi Shimon, it also has to be something that's occasionally stored by people, as we mentioned before, that people have to generally do this, and even if you generally do this, meaning sometimes, once in a while, people will store this lower amount, even if that's the normal, even if sometimes people will do that, Rabbi Shimon only said that only for the guy actually storing it will that share be the share that is chayav, but for everyone else, even if I take it out, if I take Reuven's and I go over to Reuven and I take his smaller share for me, I didn't store it there, Rabbi Shimon would hold your pater unless you're using a revius. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to wonder, what is the cup of wine that we mentioned in the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Tana, the Braisa says, Kidei Mezigas Kos Yafe. It's going to be chayav enough to mix a nice cup of wine. So the Gemara says, Umay Kos Yafe, what does it mean a nice cup? The Gemara says, Kos Shel Bracha. This is the bracha that we make after benching. That bracha is considered a nice cup of wine. And Rashi mentions that we have the many dinim of that. Rashi quotes the Gemara Brachos we had before, that it needs to be iter v'itof hadacha, shtifa, right? You have to be washed off, and it has to be full, and all of those things that are required for a cup of wine, for Birchas HaMazon. So the Gemara now says, how much wine do we need to use for Birchas HaMazon? The Gemara says, Amar Rav Arnachem Ravua, kosher bracha tzarech shebo rov ravias. It has to contain a quarter of ravias of pure wine. And then the Gemara says, "Kadeshim zun," in order that you can mix the wine with water, ve'amar ravias, and that mixture can be a shear of a ravias. So he holds that the cup of wine used for Birchas HaMazon has to contain a ravias of properly mixed wine. And that amount is 1/4. He thinks that you have 3 parts water and one part of wine, and that's the proper dilution amount. And therefore, we learn from here that you're going to be chayav if you have 1/4 ravias. That's when we get to the shear of 1/4 ravias. Tosaf asks the kasha that the Gemara, and it's mashma over here, that a kos of bracha, you dafka need to do mezigo, you need to dilute it. And then also the Gemara over there, in brachos also is mashma there. However, the Gemara also says in brachos, the Gemara says that it needs to be that one of the things that you need for kos of bracha is that you need chai. It needs to be undiluted. So what does it mean by chai? So Tosfos give a few different explanations, but I want to mention the one that's very nogei alavach lamaisa, all of them. But they quote the Vinay nor Varna. They explain that the perish of chayir doesn't mean that it's diluted; rather, they mean it needs to be full, and a complete cup, and it needs to be a very complete cup. From which the Magen Avraham learned that even if the cup has a small, minor defect, even in an area that you could still theoretically pour from it, since it's not considered a nice cup, he learns from there, halacha lamaisa, that would be pasul for using for Kiddush. And now Rav Moshe took that further. Rav Moshe said that he would say kol shekein, that when it comes to a plastic cup, based on this Tosfos over here, which was the source of the Magen Avraham, Rav Moshe writes that a plastic cup is invalid for use of Kiddush. He says invalid for use of Kiddush, and really a lot of poskim agreed with him, and Chas Yitzchak agreed with him, and many other poskim. So Rav Moshe does write in a situation where you have literally no other cup. He says maybe ulay yesh lahakel, maybe it could be mekel. So but again, obviously not embracing it whatsoever. So really, a person should be very machmir even when he goes to a Kiddush in shul. Mitzvah Hashem, we should all be back in the shul soon. That you have kiddushim, public kiddushim. We used to have that. So when you go back to shul, so it should be, a person should try to be machmir not to make kiddush on a plastic cup, on a disposable cup, because of this concern that Rav Moshe writes based on this Tosfos over here, that it needs to be a kos shalem, needs to be complete kos, which just doesn't necessarily mean just complete, but also needs to be more than a one-time use, and a kos that's actually useful. Okay, now that the Gemara continues, Amar Rav, Afan Amtin, Rav brings a raya from our Mishnah, going on to the next Amud. So we learn from our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says, Amotzi yayin kedei mezigas hakos, someone who carries out wine is going to be chayev if he has enough to mix a cup with it. V'tanei Allah. And the Braisa explained this Mishnah, the Braisa says, kedei mezigas kos yafa, enough to mix a nice cup, the cup used for Berechas HaMazon, we mentioned, v'ktanei seifa, and the latter part of the Mishnah says, ushar kol hamashka revias, and all other liquids are going to be chayev to take a revias. So we derive that the amount for the first year when it comes to the amount that's kos yafa is less than a revias. So that would be only something that's going to be good enough to have when we mix it with a revias, and that's going to be a quarter of a revias or a fourth of a revias. So we can prove our Mishnah that the cup used for Birchas HaMazon is going to be a quarter of a revias of pure wine and 3/4 water, as we wanted to mention. Okay, Mirtz Hashem will pick up with Rava L'Taimei, Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.